Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, coming up on 9:52. Jack Alston is joining us here. He's the executive director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, known as EcoDevo for short. And I believe we have a caller who's calling in, so we'll take that first before we move on here. Robert is on with us, and Robert's one of our loyal listeners. Go ahead, Robert.
You know, January the 1st, you lost the bus service between Manhattan and Highland or the Senior Center in Wamego. It had been a committee-established bus service anyway, and they didn't come down Old Military Trail through St. George to establish a bus service to Wamego that you could trust to pick you up and bring you back. I know the Pott County Transportation will make appointments to pick up in St. George and bring back to Wamego and wherever you want to go. But there might be an economic engine opportunity there for the state of Kansas transportation manager that's resident over at the ATA office to help you develop some kind of an economic engine there for you with the bus service between Pott County and Manhattan. Thank you for your attention.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Good advice.
All right. Appreciate that. Moving on here on the program, Jack's going to go over some workforce development numbers here.
Yes. Yeah, so, we've always been, last 7 years, been very involved in workforce development, work keys, and working with the schools on senior interview day and peer chamber and things like that. But we the numbers in building permits are up, average home sales are up over the last year. Some really good numbers, but the workforce numbers are down. And it's not the unemployment rate that's hurting. It's the labor force participation rate. So in October 2019, and, you got to look at labor force in terms of what's normal. So summer isn't normal and Christmas isn't normal. So it's some areas in between. So we took October 2019 and Pott County had 12,830 in the workforce. Labor force participation. And then, it went way down, April 2020, May 2020. And then it picked back up and we thought it would get a little better. And people are still moving into Pottawatomie County. And because there's like 180 building permits per year, residential, and it's up, say 40 from last year. So the number we came up with was 11,856. Mm-hmm. So we lost 1,000.
Wow.
And you got to ask where that 1,000 came from. Now we called all the child care centers, and the child care centers' numbers are not down. I mean, their profits are, and revenue is because of COVID. It goes up and down, and then somebody gets sick that's on the staff, so they're going to clear out. So Riley County has gone from 36,262 to 33,542. Over 2,500 lost. So there's over 3,500 in the area that are out of the workforce. Now you gotta think, what is this doing to some like construction companies and other firms inside the area? Well, it's just getting really almost impossible. Part of it is people are deciding, like my age, they're just said, this COVID thing's no good. I'm just not going to go back to work, Mm-hmm. Then the other thing is, students that were on campus and working are no longer on campus. So some of the student population numbers are down, and that impacts the labor force, and you can see it when you go to the store over at, you know, whether it be Academy Sports or Dillon's or, I don't know, you know, Walgreens. I can never find anybody. Well, I mean, I'm just kidding around. But in all seriousness, is there's some issues, and it's a nationwide crisis, and so it's no different here than it is elsewhere. But it's one that we gotta continue to work at. So we gotta work at, and a lot of it's in the. I was on the Advantage Kansas Coordinating Council, and which was on workforce. And there's a lot of good stuff in there on internships and apprenticeships, if we can get them going. The internship and programs, which was run by Tammy Biswell and Crystal Bruner at USD 320, was really good. I mean, I was the model, the work-based learning initiative for the state. As the pilot program, and they did a great job. And I was just really happy to participate. And a week and a half ago, they had a career fair. Despite COVID, everybody had masks on. And it was very well attended by, I think, 25 employers and a number of people in the a number of schools attended, not only Wamego, but Onega, St. Mary's, Waubonsie County, all participated.
Well, you're going to probably need more of that here as the labor force issues continue to be challenged.
It's going to continue like this, and it's, you know, it's just not going to get any better. We just need more people in the labor force.
We're getting a little short on time here. I just want to make sure we have about a minute left here. So you want to go into your next topic?
Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, we are in almost a transition mode. We have a new president, Lanny Bossy, who's at Gull Valley State Bank. Patrick Shutter of BHS Construction is our treasurer. Dirk Renninger is Eber Construction vice president. Casey Butler, vice president, champion team wear. Mike Drape Homes is our at-large member on the board. Terry Force is retiring as president, but stays on as immediate past president. But the thing is, within the last year, we have 13 board members. We have 5 new ones with people leaving the area or a couple people had transitioned in their job, and then we had 3 new ones go on. So it's a year of transition for us, and we're probably going to have a board retreat post-COVID, whenever that's going to be. And we normally have our board meeting, our annual meeting, the third or fourth week in February. And this year, we've just postponed it till March or April or whatever.
All right. Well, Jack, good stuff. Always appreciate talking to you.
All right. Thank you.
That's Jack Olson here on In Focus. And that's going to be our program here on News Radio KMAN.